In denouncing his farm policy, Nader laid the blame for a raft of economic, environmental, and health issues squarely at the door of large agricultural conglomerates. Presiding over a table of organically grown fruits and vegetables, Nader called for strengthening antitrust laws and shifting food production back to small-scale family operations.
By weakening the stranglehold that agribusiness has on the food industry, we will be able to increase farm gate prices and competition, which will consequently reduce food costs for consumers and all kinds of other harmful side effects, such as contamination and pollution.
Nader also called for legalizing industrial hemp and for careful regulation of genetically modified foods. His plan was welcomed by Kristen Dawkins of the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy, who joined Nader at his news conference. The IATP advocates for family farms and is critical of recent agribusiness mergers, faulting them for the depressed commodity prices many producers face.
The bailouts for the farmers that had to be paid by taxpayers in this country this year in order to keep any farmers farming is really a bailout to agribusiness, because the farmers are barely staying alive. Some of them can make it, even with the billions of bailout dollars. Most of them are having as much trouble that they don't know whether to even plant again next spring.
Al Christofferson of the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation did not participate in Nader's news conference. He says the issue is more complicated than Nader or his supporters suggest. Christofferson says today's interconnected economy requires farmers to rethink how they do business. He says he favors enforcing current antitrust law, but he also says the farm economy will have to accept some level of concentration if it's to keep up in the global marketplace.
We indeed do compete, or we do interact with all kinds of other segments of our economy in terms of things that we purchase and things that we use. And so for that reason, it's going to be very difficult for agriculture to have one set of values, if that's what you want to call them, and the rest of the economy operating on a different scale.
Nader says he chose Minnesota to unveil his farm proposals because the state has some of the most progressive farm policies, and he credited the state's election laws for making third-party candidates like himself and Governor Jesse Ventura viable. Of special importance, Nader says, was Ventura's inclusion in the 1998 gubernatorial debates. Traveling with Nader is former syndicated talk show host Phil Donahue, who made a plea for including Nader in the upcoming presidential debates.
It's not possible to overstate the cruelty inflicted on a person who's been this active, who has a body of public work more vast than any legislator that ever served in Congress. To exclude him from the debates, you know, is un-American. What are these brave men who had the major party tickets afraid of?
The Commission on Presidential Debates requires candidates to show at least 15% support in national polls in order to participate. The rules are set by representatives from the Republican and Democratic parties, and Nader says their two presidential nominees could easily open the door for third-party candidates. But he wasn't optimistic about his chances for last-minute inclusion.
Gore knows better, and he's a coward, and he surrenders the government to the highest commercial bidders. George W. Bush, on the other hand, is beyond the pale. His campaign may be unconstitutional because George W. Bush really is a giant corporation running for president disguised as a human being.
Some Democrats have worried Nader's candidacy could draw votes away from the vice president and tip the election to Bush, but polls taken over the summer show Nader with less than 5% support among likely Minnesota voters. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.